High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. We have a girls-boys doubleheader for you as the Adams Central Patriots and Lady Patriots take on Grand Island Central Catholic. The girls' game is up first. Tim Marker with us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. The Patriots coach 3-11 on the season after a loss last Saturday to Donovan Trumbull and Wood River this past Tuesday, and the Patriots will try to break that losing streak here tonight. Last week, Coach, a couple of tough losses to Donovan Trumbull and Wood River, games you could have won but ended up on the short end of, but the team's performance in the last week, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that we, you know, were disappointed after the Northwest loss, and then we were really disappointed in the way we played against Donovan. And I know that Donovan's a good team. They played a similar schedule to ours, which is a very difficult schedule, so their record is a little misleading. But, you know, we were really just disappointed in the way that we played in that game and you know, didn't finish some things and just were really disappointed in that. So we had to kind of regroup a little bit and get ready for Wood River. And we're really pleased with the energy that we came out with against Wood River because we knew that they were going to be a tough contest. Just, you know, same as everybody else has been. They've got a good post player inside, and they've got some good guards outside. And if you play them on a night when they're shooting well from the outside, they're really tough to play. And it was one of those situations where we came out with great energy, played really well. Girls communicated really well. Cheyenne has a great night, hits some big shots, and keeps us in the game. And, you know, we're up one at halftime, and it's a close game going through. And you know, then it the momentum just kind of swings a little bit in the fourth quarter, and then they hit some big free throws down the end to kind of pull away.
Yeah, the Eagles won at 52-41 to send the Patriots to that defeat there, Coach. But I know you were happy with the energy, the way you bounced back from the Donovan Trumbull loss. Now you've had a week since that game and a few days since Wood River getting ready for Central Catholic. How has this week gone after that Wood River game? And I know disappointment for the girls, but they've been able to dismiss that most times this season. I'm sure they're ready for Central Catholic.
Well, you know, it was a situation where we were – really disappointed in the way we played against Donovan, and then we were, you know, much happier with the way that we played against Wood River. Not thrilled with the fact that we weren't able to come out with a win. A win would have been really good at this time of year, especially against Wood River at that point in time, but we weren't able to. But we still played a lot better, shot the ball better, scored more points, and so there were a lot of positives coming out of Wood River, and we've had a good week of practice this week. You know, able to kind of step back and catch our breath a little bit and kind of refocus and get things, you know, back a little bit more organized as far as everybody in their role and kind of trying to figure some things out. And you know, you get through this time period and you battle some injuries, you battle some sickness, and you battle, you know, changing some lineups around and things. And so we really have had a good week of practice, and I think we've gained some confidence, and I do think that we're ready to finish out this last stretch of the season here.
You have to kind of refresh every once in a while, don't you, Coach? You got a big schedule, part of your schedule coming up with Central Catholic here tonight, then over to Hastings High on Tuesday, Lexington next week, then the conference tournament. So you have to kind of refresh and gain some energy, don't you, and try to stay as fresh as possible.
Yeah, you do at times, and that's one of the difficult things with the girls' schedules when they, you know, finish up or get into districts a week earlier. That's one of the things we noticed when we were in Class B, where you've got a little bit extra time to kind of, you know, regroup and look at some things and evaluate some things, and you know, C1 and all the C2s and everybody else, you're just right into your districts right away. And you know, we get right into conference and come back and have two really tough games, and then you jump right into districts, and you know, it's just is one thing right after another, and you just have got to be ready to play that next game and be able to get yourself refocused really quickly. And you know, It's really tough to get everything figured out, how to keep everybody healthy and keep everybody so that they have good, strong legs and you know, so you can continue to shoot well and make good shots. So it's a tough equation to try and figure out.
The next game, the most important, that's Grand Island Central Catholic coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll talk about this game in specifics after this on the pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome to our pregame activity before the Adams Central girls and boys take on Grand Island Central Catholic here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Tim Marker with us on the pregame show, the Adams Central girls basketball coach. Grand Island Central Catholic coming in, Coach, at their place tonight. They're 6-10 on the year, and they've kind of had an up-and-down season, but they're very young. What, one senior on the ball club? What's this kind of the scouting report on Grand Island Central Catholic?
Well, and that's exactly right. They have kind of an up-and-down year, and they kind of have some up-and-down even quarters. You've got to try and keep them under control as much as you can. You've got to make sure that you keep Katie Brand, who's kind of going to be their general out there. They're one senior, remarkable athlete that can hurt you in a lot of different ways, both offensively and defensively. Just such a big player, long arms, jumps really well, can really change some things inside defensively, can cause you some problems shooting outside as well, as it's hard to get the ball over her. She can have anywhere from 6 to 12 blocks a game just with her athletic ability. So you've got to be a smart player and make sure that from time to time you challenge her with the dribble drive a little bit and make her respect that as well, or else she can really cause you a lot of problems there. And then Sorahan can really get out and shoot the ball well and handles the ball well, is a good guard, just plays the game really well. So you've got to make sure that you keep track of those two players. And then they have some other players that really can finish and play well on the backside that can hurt you too. So they're a good team. You just have got to make sure you stay in the game and keep as much pressure on them as you can.
You talk about, the last phrase there, staying in the game. So obviously you're looking for a good start tonight. You don't want the Crusaders to get out and get on top of you by too much of a margin here tonight. You want to have a good start in this game, both halves, don't you, Coach, and have a good ball game and show that patience and consistency that you need. But you need a good start, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and we need to make sure that we are in the game right away. And if they're a younger group, and as long as you can keep some pressure on them, you have that situation where maybe you can bring some doubts or cause them to doubt a little bit. But they just play the game really hard. Andy's done a great job there getting those kids ready to play, and some of them are some familiar names, that are playing, that have had older sisters play, that have been around the program for a long time and understand how it all works. And so they have a lot of experience, even though they're young. They're going to be a bigger ball club than us, and so that's something we've seen a lot of. And we're going to have to make sure that we really, try and take care of the ball and limit our turnovers convert all those offensive opportunities into shots, and we don't lose those.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck in this one. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over, and good luck this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, girls basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots, on tonight's pregame show. Our first of two coming up, Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic. That's coming right up here on 1230 KHAS Radio.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic High School for a basketball doubleheader for you tonight right here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. We have the Adams Central girls and boys taking on Grand Island Central Catholic in their annual basketball games this year here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. The Lady Patriots and the Lady Crusaders will go at it in game number one, the boys' game to follow. The Adams Central girls come in with three wins, 11 losses on the season.
The Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic are 6-10 on the season. The Adams Central Patriots have been off since Tuesday when they lost at Wood River 52-41. The Patriots currently on a three-game losing streak. They are 3-11 on the season. The Patriots come in averaging 36 points a game, shooting 33% from the floor, 37% from two-point range, and 25% from three-point land. They shoot 46% from the free-throw line. Big bugaboo for the Patriots this year has been the turnover. 25 a game. The Patriots have been reducing that, but they're still averaging 25 points a game in on the season. The Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the Anspaugh's team, 6 wins, 10 losses on the season. Their last outing was last Tuesday. They lost here to Kearney Catholic, 45-28. The Crusaders have dropped 2 in a row. Their last win was January 12th when they won at York, 42-41. Of course, the Crusaders led by Katie Brand, the senior, the only senior on the ball club for Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village provides care to more than 27,000 people, including many who still live in their own home. Whether it's helping you stay well or recover from sickness or injury, we provide a wide range of services, from in-home therapy to keeping you company to providing for the daily needs of living. Give us a call. The Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village Home Care can help you. We'll come to you so you can stay at home. 402-463-3181.
1230 KHAS.
Playing of our national anthem here at Grand Island Central Catholic before Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic and a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. It's time for the starting lineups in this girls' game. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Adams Central Lady Patriots tonight, they are going to start the 5'5" senior Cheyenne Goss, leads the team in scoring at 8 points a contest. Also starting will be Sydney Niemeyer, 5'8" senior. She is averaging 4.5 points a game. Georgie Johnson will start for Adams Central. She's a 5'8" junior, averaging 2.4 points, the leading rebounder at 4.4 a game. Also for the Lady Patriots, Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" junior. She is averaging 6 points a game and 2 rebounds per contest. And getting the start tonight for the Patriots is going to be Brianna Shook. Shook is a 5'5" junior, and she comes in averaging 2 rebounds a game and 1.8 points per contest. So Brianna Shook getting the start tonight for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. For Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, led by the lone senior on the ball club, 6'1" senior Katie Brand will start. 11.9 points a game, 7.5 blocks per game, and 9 rebounds. So Brand, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 7.5 blocks per contest for Katie Brand, the obvious leader of this ball club. Kelsey Shield, a 5'8" junior, 6 points, 2.5 rebounds. Erin Soran, a 5'6" sophomore, 10.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Joanna Rainforth is a 5'7" junior, 3.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. McKenna Kime, a 5'8" junior, 4 points, 3 rebounds per contest. That's the starting lineups for Grand Island Central Catholic. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Play-by-play about ready to begin here. Our first of 2 tonight, Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, it's Johnson, Niemeyer, Shook, Rader, and Gotch for Adams Central in the traveling red with the white numerals and white and blue trim. Katie Brand will jump center for Central Catholic Crusaders. They control the tip. Erin Soran now to McKenna Kime to Joanna Rainsworth. Patriots start out in a man-to-man. Kelsey Shield, the fifth starter out there for Central Catholic. The Crusaders at 6-10 on the year. The Patriots at 3-11. Three-pointer in the air, no good this time. Offensive rebound shot put up and good this time by Joanna Rainsworth. Joanna Rainsworth gets the offensive rebound and scores, and it's 2-0 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. So Rainsworth with the field goal. Patriots basketball, they turn it over in the backcourt. The steal there by Katie Branch. She will drive and assist the basketball to Sorhan. Shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Second offensive rebound by Kelsey Shield. And she is fouled on her second shot attempt after getting two offensive rebounds. Foul called on the Patriots with 7:23 to go here in the first. 2-0 Central Catholic. Foul called on Cheyenne Gotch, her first. And at the free throw line for two, making the first is Kelsey Shield. So Shield makes the first. 3-0 Central Catholic. The Patriots are looking for a good start here. Falling behind 3-0 early. Second free throw up, and this one's going to be long, no good. The rebound by Georgie Johnson, so 1 out of 2 for Shield. And it's 3-0 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. Patriots in the front court as they shoot the basket at the far end of the floor. Here at Grand Island Central Catholic from our location. Brianna Shook with the ball. Man-to-man defense for Grand Island Central Catholic. Brianna with the basketball, tipped away. She'll run it down. Guarded by Katie Brand at the top of the key. Pass inside to Gotch, a turnover to the Patriots. Coming out of there with it, Kelsey Shield for the Crusaders. A front court pass to Katie Brand in the corner. Aaron Sorhan, pass inside to McKenna Kine. Double team there on the baseline. Back out to Sorhan. He's swinging around to Brand in the lane. Dishes on the end line, trying to save it. Central Catholic, they do. Nice save there by Kine. Knocked it off Georgie Johnson. So Crusaders will retain possession of the basketball. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. Inbounds pass to Brand, 15-footer short, no good. Cheyenne Gotch, rebound for Adams Central. Patriots down 3-0. Haven't gotten a shot off here yet. They turned the ball over a couple of times in the contest. Cheyenne Gotch will drive all the way, shoot shot short, no good. Rebounded out of there by McKenna Kime. Kime on the run to this end of the floor. Kime for Grand Island Central Catholic to Sorhan. She drives, puts up a shot. No good, tipped around on the baseline. Grabbed there by Kelsey Shield. Shield at the baseline, puts up a shot. Going to be no good. The Chiefs fouled on the play by Adams Central's Georgie Johnson. Her first, and a two-shot situation coming up for Kelsey Shield. She goes back to the free throw line for two more. Made 1 out of 2 earlier. 3-0 Central Catholic. Put up by Kelsey's in the air. This one's good. Foul in the act. We'll get her second. 2 points for Shield. 4 for the Crusaders. They lead 4-0. 6:15 to go in period number one. Shield second, nothing but the bottom of the net. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. And it's now 5-0 Central Catholic. Shook in the backcourt, pressure in the backcourt by the Crusaders. Into the front court, it's Niemeyer. Bounce pass underneath, all alone is Georgie Johnson. She will shoot and score. Johnson on the assist from Niemeyer. First bucket for the Patriots, and it's 5-2. Grand Island Central Catholic in the front court. Shot put up from underneath is going to be good by Joanna Rainforth. And it's 7-2 Central Catholic. Rainforth with the her second field goal. She has 4, and the Crusaders lead it now 7-2. Shook in the backcourt, front court pass to Niemeyer. Sydney in the scoring zone for the Patriots to Brianna Shook. Shook guarded by Katie Brand. A long length to Brand at the top of the key. Forces a turnover there. She tipped it away in a jump ball. Brianna Shook ties up Kelsey Shield. And the basketball will go to Adams Central in the alternate possession. Crusaders had the steal, but the Patriots get the jump ball. And Emily Boniface is going to check in. Normally a starter. Emily did not get the start tonight. And she will be checking in now. Boniface is a 5'4" junior for Brianna Shook. 5:32 to go in period number 1, 7-2 Crusaders. And Boniface throws it in to Kaylee Rader. Rader inside the lane, loops the pass out to Cheyenne Gotch for 3 in the air. It'll be off the back iron. No good. Tipped around in the lane. Grabbed by Joanna Rainforth. Rainforth for Central Catholic. In the backcourt to McKenna Kime. Kime for the Crusaders. Hounded there by Cheyenne Gotch. Kime into the front court. Bounce pass too strong intended for Katie Brand. And too long there in the first turnover on the Crusaders. It'll be Patriot basketball. 7-2, Grand Island Central Catholic in the lead. Adams Central teams. The ball tipped away from Gotch. Stolen from her by Aaron Sorens. She will drive all alone and score. Patriots turn it over for the fourth time. And it's now 9-2. The steal and field goal there by Aaron Sorhan, who averages 10. The steal there, and the Patriots having trouble in the backcourt once again. Boniface to Gotch. Front court pass now to Rader. Kaylee with it. Swings a pass to Johnson. Inside to Niemeyer. Sydney in the lane, double team, throws up the 7-footer, no good rebound. Raider, she will put up the shot short, no good, gets her own rebound, shoots a second shot, no good again, grabbed out of there by Katie Brand. Brand's pass in the backcourt is off a Crusader player, and the Patriots get the basketball. Now a foul as Niemeyer came up with the ball, and she was fouled on the play by McKenna Kime of Grand Island Central Catholic. Non-shooting situation, first team foul on the Crusaders. They lead it 9-2, timeout Tim Marker and Adam Central, so we'll take a timeout with 4:31 to go in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 9, Adam Central 2. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, so far, not that good start that Tim Marker and Adam Central wanted. They're down here 9-2. They have the basketball on the near sideline. Emily Boniface to throw it in for the Patriots. Tries to get it in and does to Kaylee Raider. Raider for the red, white, and blue of the Patriots. The Patriot girls wear the red uniforms on the road, white numerals and blue and white trim. The Patriots lose the basketball. Katie Brand with the steal, long pass to Aaron Soran. She will drive again, shoot and score. Patriots' fifth turnover. It's now 11-2. And Brand to Soran. Soran has four. The Crusaders now lead with a score of 11-2. Gotts, long front court pass to Georgie Johnson. The Patriots facing some backcourt pressure from the Crusaders. Boniface with it, knocked away from her by Katie Brand. Steal Brand. Brand playing the top of the key in this Crusader defense pass underneath. The rainforest shot is far too deflected by Georgie Johnson, grabbed by Niemeyer. So the good defense there by Johnson, and the Patriots get the basketball. Gotch front court for Adams Central. Cheyenne with it to the free throw line. Stop there to Niemeyer. Crusaders now in a man-to-man defense, but the long arms of Katie Brand have forced some turnovers here. Tipped away again from the Patriots on the dribble drive. Another turnover, and driving again is Soran. She lost control of the ball and traveled near the hoop. A travel on Aaron Soran as the Patriots turned it over for the sixth time. Two now on Grand Island Central Catholic. Seven on the Patriots. Into the game, Carly Bostock, 5'10 freshman for Adams Central. And Anna Queen, a 5'4 junior. So Boniface, Queen, Bostock, Niemeyer, and Raider. Gotch gets her first rest, and Georgie Johnson her first breather. Adams Central breaks the press here. Boniface has it in the front court. 3:15 to go first quarter. 11-2 Central Catholic. Crusaders with only the one senior, Katie Brand. They've had kind of an up-and-down season, but they're off to a good start here. Driving is Emily Boniface, and she puts up the shot inside the lane. It's fouled, and will shoot two. Foul called on McKenna Kime, and that's her second. She has both the Crusader fouls, and Emily Boniface to the free throw line to shoot a pair for Adams Central. Emily will shoot two. The first one is up, and this one's going to be no good. Boniface averages 2.9 points a game and 2.2 rebounds. First substitution for the Crusaders, Megan Krajicek, a 5'8 sophomore in there. Krajicek in for Joanna Rainforth. Boniface's second free throw is good. One out of two for Emily Boniface, 11-3 Crusaders. In the backcourt, dribbling it into the front court is Kerrigan Anspaugh, who's also checked in for the Crusaders. Driving is Brand. Passes it inside to Krajicek. Back out to Brand. 17-footer by Brand is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Soran shot up no good. Coming out of there with it is Emily Boniface for the Patriots. In the backcourt, a pass to Anna Queen, and Queen will cross the timeline. For Adams Central down here 11-3 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Queen with it. Man-to-man defense for the Crusaders. Had quick hands this first half. Forced the turnovers. Got some steals in this game. Niemeyer, left of the free throw line, goes to the floor. It was tapped away from her. She hits the deck, and also going to the deck is Kelsey Shield. Also in possession, jump ball. It'll be Crusader basketball as Sydney Bernoffis checked in for Katie Rader. That's the turnover on the jump ball. The Patriots 8 in this quarter. They're down 11-3 with 2:26 to go. And Brand will throw it into the Crusaders. They'll come the length of the floor. Patriots will have a little backcourt pressure. Dribbling it is Kerrigan Anspaugh into the front court, the sophomore. Raren Sorehand, tipped away from her by Boniface, but grabbed there by Kradusek for Central Catholic. To Sorehand now, to Anspaugh, Kerrigan with it, to Shield, inside to Brand, tipped away from her. She gets the ball back. Back to Shield, Kelsey with it. The defender goes to the deck and taking the shot and missing it is Shield. The rebound by Bostock of Adams Central. Bostock to Boniface, front court to Anna Queen. Queen for the Patriots, a pass over the head of Sydney Bernostic and out of bounds. The ninth turnover on Adams Central. They just give it back without getting the shot off there, and they have to take advantage of these offensive opportunities. And the Crusaders get the basketball. Kerrigan Anspaugh. I'm going to think that Kerrigan is Coach Andy Anspaugh's daughter. A lot to confirm that up. The sophomore into the front court, driving his Shield shot up is no good, but she's fouled on the floor. Adams Central committing the foul there. And the Crusaders will go to the free throw line. It's called on Sydney Niemeyer of Adams Central, her first, and to the line to shoot two is going to be Kelsey Shield. Kelsey's already 3 out of 4 from the line, attacking the basket, 6-point average. This is the first of two. She has made 3 out of 5 now. Georgie Johnson checking in for Adams Central, the starter, and in the game for the first time for Adams Central, the freshman, 5-4, Brittany Wiseman. Boniface goes out, Niemeyer gets her first break. Shield to try her second free throw in 6th of the first quarter. This one's up and good. 1 out of 2 for Kelsey. 12-3, Grand Island Central Catholic. Wiseman in the backcourt. A pass to Anna Queen. Queen's front court pass and grabbed there by Bostock. The Patriots control it in the offensive zone. Back to Queen. 1:22 to go, first quarter. Bernosic double teamed in the left corner. Dribbles it back out between the rings and a pass over the head of Wiseman. Patriots' 10th turnover. Again, the Patriots have been doing better on the turnover until it was above 30 for the early part of the season. Got it down to 25. It's 10 already this quarter, and the Patriots just not been getting a shot off of the basket in this first half of play. Lopping a pass underneath to Sorehand. She's underneath the basket, tipped out of bounds by Carly Bostock. Sorehand too far under the basket, tried to put it up with the left hand, and Bostock knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Crusader basketball. Katie Brand to play it in, the 6'1 senior. Nope, we're going to have Kerrigan Anspaugh throw it in. Brand, the only senior on this young Crusader basketball team. Top of the key, taking the three. Going to be no good as Brand. The rebound in the lane is tipped around, grabbed on the baseline by Sidney Bernacci. Tries to save it, does, to Carly Bostock for the Patriots. Bostock, the 5'10" freshman. To Wiseman, another freshman. Front court to Bernacci, and she traveled. 11 turnovers on the Patriots. Patriots, again, you can't score if you don't get the shot off. They turned it over 3 straight times, now down to 4. 40 seconds to go, first quarter, 12-3. Central Catholic, excuse me. Top of the key, Katie Brand. Anspaugh on the left wing, man-to-man Patriot defense. Tipped away from Anspaugh, but she will go back and get it for the Crusaders. To Brand, left side to Kradusek, back to Brand, working against this man-to-man Patriot defense, and Crusaders are going to slow it up. It looks like they're going to maybe play for the last shot with 18 seconds to go. Shield now to Brand. Brand to her left, lobs a pass inside, picked off by Bostock. So Bostock uses that 5'10 frame to get the steal there to Wiseman. Wiseman across the timeline with 5 seconds to go. The Patriots got to throw it up here. Bernostic trying to get the shot off. She does. But the buzzer going to be way short. Johnson gets the rebound. Shot up short. No good. Patriots have a chance, but they can't connect, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Adams Central 3, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on 1230 KJS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you after the first quarter of our girls game tonight. Our first of two, Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Adams Central 3, the Patriots with 11 first quarter turnovers, 3 for Central Catholic. The Patriots got a field goal from Georgie Johnson and 1 out of 2 free throws from Emily Boniface. And they have never been ahead, fell behind 5-0. And now at 9, at 12-3 after 1, the Patriots send out Sidney Niemeyer, Kaylee Rader, Cheyenne Goss, Georgie Johnson, Brianna Shook. The five to start of the game will start the second quarter. It's Katie Brand and McKenna Kime, Aaron Sorhan, Joanna Rainforth, and Emma Benton, the 5'9 freshman, makes her first appearance for the Crusaders to start the second quarter. Emma Benton on the floor. Patriot basketball down by 9. Second quarter underway. Gotch to Niemeyer, front court for the Patriots. It's the man-to-man Crusader defense. Katie Brand on the defense of Niemeyer. Pass inside into traffic there, and Johnson can't grab it. She's tied up on the play, and it'll be Central Catholic basketball. So that is officially listed as a turnover. The jump ball call, alternate possession. The basketball goes over Central Catholic. They'll have the basketball into the front court. McKenna Kime, the junior, dribbles it. Pass it underneath to Sorhan. She'll put up the shot, partially blocked by Gotch. If the Crusaders grab the ball on the baseline, it's Katie Brand to that baseline, drives underneath, puts up the shot on the run, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Sorhan, shoots and scores. The Patriots having problems rebounding also. And Sorhan now has 6. He averages 10. She's Johnny on the spot there for the offensive rebound and bucket. 14-3 Crusaders. Johnson with it, right side to Rader, puts up the 3 in the air, in the hole for 2, they say. This will say 2 for Kaylee Rader. Her first field goal, 14-5. Central Catholic, 1 minute gone in period number 2. On court for 3, Sorhan for 3 off the iron. No good grab by Brianna Shook. Shook with a rebound there for the Patriots. Has it in the backcourt. Dribbles it with the left hand, right hand, back to the left hand. Brianna with the left wrist, tape, crosses the timeline. Gives up that dribble. She needs some help. She gets some help from Kaylee Rader. And a timeout call by Tim Marker. So the Patriot coach calls the timeout to keep possession of the basketball. The 5-second call was close. Patriots timeout. We'll take one with the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders leading Adams Central 14-5 back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. It's Duke Supper Night over here at the Grand Island Central Catholic High School tonight. And the girls' game with 6:40 to go in period number 2, 14-5 Crusaders. Patriot basketball. There's the long arms of Katie Brand. Knocks the pass away. Cheyenne Gotts gets the basketball now to Shook. Patriots control. Shook will drive, put up the shot with the left hand off the backboard and rim. No good, but Brianna headed for the hoop there. Put up the shot. She was fouled on the play. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Shook to shoot 2, and the foul called on Emma Benton of Central Catholic. Brianna Shook shooting a pair here. Up with the left hand. This one's going to bounce around and off. No good. Patriots 1 out of 3 from the line. 14-5 Crusaders. 6:28 to go, period number 2. Shook's second free throw is up. This one's good. She makes 1 out of 2. And it's 14-6 Crusaders. McKenna Kime to the timeline. Patriots in the man-to-man defense. Kime gets the screen all the way to the baseline to Katie Brand. Brand lost control of the ball, tipped away from her, and 3 go to the floor. Jump ball called, alternate possession. This one goes to Adams Central, so that will be the 4th turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Patriots will control the basketball down here by 8 with 6:14 to go. Patriots in the backcourt will face pressure back there, and the 6'1" Katie Brand is at the top of the defense in the backcourt and in the front court, using that length and 6'1" height to disrupt the basketball as it's controlled by the Patriots. But Gotch has it in the front court. Defense by Brand. Tries to knock it away. Goes for the steal. Can't get it. Niemeyer with it for the Patriots. Inside to Rader. She lost control of it, and Brand grabs it. There's a turnover on the Patriots. It'll be Central Catholic basketball. They head into the front court. McKenna Kime on the dribble. All the way to the baseline. Puts up the shot. She hits the floor, and she's fouled in the play, and Kime will go to the line and shoot 2 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Foul going to be called on Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. That's her second. And Kime, as the Crusaders attack that basket. Kime listed at 5'8", Brand at 6'1", Sheil at 5'8". Not overly tall. are the Crusaders, but they are along with Bram in time. Carly Bostock checks back in for Georgie Johnson for Adam Sindel. The first free throw was missed by Kime. She'll try the second. This one's up, and this one is good. She makes one out of two, and it's 15-6, Crusaders. Backcourt, Niemeyer inbounds to Gotch. Shook also on the floor, Bostock and Raider for Adam Sindel. Half into the front court to Bostock. To Shook, top of the key, Brianna Shook. Inside to Bostock, turns from seven, shoots and scores. 15-8. Holly Bostock with her first field goal, and the 5'10 freshman brings some height in there for the Patriots. Tallest Patriot player, scored there. 15-8, Crusaders with the lead. Patriots on the defense here. Brand shoots a 12-footer in and out. No good, tipped around on the baseline, grabbed by Bostock. Good job by Carly Bostock there on the screen out and the rebound. Shook dribbles the basketball to the timeline for Adam Sindel. Across it into the scoring zone with 4:55 to go in period number two. Shook drives baseline to Niemeyer. Off her hands and out of bounds. And it'll be Central Catholic basketball. Emily Boniface back in. Anna Queen will check in for the Patriots. Kaylee Rader goes out, and Brianna Shook goes out. So it's Queen and Boniface, Gotch, Niemeyer, and Bostock for Adams Central. 4:51 to go before halftime. 15 for the Crusaders, 8 for the Patriots. At court, McKenna Kime. Gotch will pick her up there. McKenna Kime with a left-handed dribble into the scoring zone, back to the right hand. They just in the man-to-man. The Crusaders try to set themselves up on the baseline here. Forehand to the baseline. Drives to it, pass in the lane, shot put up by Brand. It's going to be good. Katie Brand makes it 17-8. First field goal by Brand. She's been a force on defense also, but her first field goal there. Front court, it's Niemeyer. She drives, heads for the hoop, and she's held on the play. Now going to be called there on Joanna Rainforth. That will be her first. Niemeyer headed for the hoop. She was held on the play. Non-shooting situation, and Boniface will throw it in for the Patriots. With 4:21 to go, does Anna Queen takes the three from there. Going to be short, no good. Rebound by Brand. Katie Brand for Central Catholic. Long front court pass to Sorhan. Sorhan will drive on Bostock, and Bostock commits the foul. So Aaron Sorhan heads for the hoop as the Crusaders have been very aggressive heading for that hoop. They have shot 8 free throws. They'll shoot 2 more here. Aaron Sorhan to the line for 2. First one up, and will be off the iron, back iron, and no good. Well, the first is a miss there by Aaron Sorhan. She'll shoot her second. She has 3 field goals in the game. Second free throw up. This one's good. 1 out of 2 for Sorhan. She has 7. And the lead now up to 10, 18-8, Central Catholic. Sorhan now checks out of the game, and Kerrigan Anspaugh back in. Sophomore Anspaugh played in the first quarter, back in the second quarter here. Gotch in the backcourt to Boniface. To Gotch. Loops a pass in the front court to Queen. To Niemeyer, halfway through the second quarter, 10-point Crusader lead. Gotch for 3 from the wing. Will be off there, no good. The rebound pulled down by Kelsey Scheel, who's back in for the Crusaders. Scheel with that rebound, controls the basketball, and moves it across the timeline for the Crusaders. Scheel still on the dribble, behind the arc, now into the right corner, and she's held by Cheyenne Gotch. The Patriots commit the foul there. Cheyenne picks up her second. Gotch with 18 the other night in the loss to Wood River, had a good offensive night. Cheyenne has not scored tonight, has 2 fouls. Into the game for the first time for the Patriots, 5'9 senior Jamie Gilbert also checking back in. Will be Sydney Bernasic and starter Georgie Johnson. Inbound play to Rainforth. She's inside the lane, puts up the shot, going to be short, no good. The rebound by Boniface. So the Patriots control, down by 10 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Boniface front court for the Patriots. Gives up her dribble. Left-handed pass now to Georgie Johnson on the left wing. Crusaders in the man-to-man. Johnson now to Gilbert. Jamie with it. Looks inside. No pass there. Gilbert, the senior, will double dribble. The turnover on the Patriots back to the Crusaders. And quickly coming in off the bench will be Emma Benton, the freshman. Out of the game is Kelsey Scheel for the Crusaders. 3:20 to go. Crusader basketball leading 18-8. In a very young Crusader team, only the one senior, Katie Brand, 6-10 on the year. The Patriots at 3-11. The Patriots pretty young. There's a steal by Emily Boniface. Good hands there by Boniface. She's in the front court. Lost control of it. Tied up on the play by McKenna Kime. And it'll be Crusader basketball. So the Patriots turn it right back over to the Crusaders. Good steal there by Boniface. Boniface succeeds them tied up. that goes to the Crusaders. Anna Queen out, and the freshman Brittany Wiseman in for Adams Central. 3 minutes to go before halftime, 18-8 Crusaders. Front court, McKenna Kine, the junior. The baseline to Brand, inside to Rainforth. She will turn, shoot, and score. Too easy there for the Crusaders. And the field goal there by Rainforth. And Joanna has six in this first half. Bonham's tipped away by Brand. Quick hands by Brand. She will drive, shoot, and score. 22-8. Hands there by Katie Brand. Her second field goal this quarter. She has four in the game. Just simply knocked the ball away and stole it without fouling. So the quick hands there by Brand, guarding Boniface. Boniface still driving the lane, dishes in the corner to Wiseman. 15-footer going to be an air ball, no good. Rebounded by McKenna Kime. She's on the baseline and a timeout called by Andy Anspaugh of Grand Island Central Catholic. 2:15 to go before halftime. The score, Grand Island Central Catholic 22, Adams Central 8. We are back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
Largest margin for Central Catholic, 22-8, 14 points. Latter stages of period number two, 2:15 to go. Crusaders have the basketball. Kelpie Shield is back in. We'll play it in. Aaron Sorhan. Joanna Rainforth also on the floor. Katie Brand, who probably seldom gets a rest. And Emma Benton, the freshman for the Crusaders. 2:10 to go. Crusaders in the front court. Sorhan with it. Got a Shield, and she traveled. The defense was a few feet away from Kelsey's Shield, and Kelsey decided to take off of the hoop and didn't dribble first. Gilbert, Jamie Gilbert goes out. Sydney Niemeyer in for the Patriots. Niemeyer's on the floor with Bernasic, Johnson, Boniface, and Wiseman. Front court Boniface pass to Bernasic. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Johnson, Georgie with it. Right side for the Patriots. Lost control of it and double dribbled. Number 17 on the turnovers for Adams Central. The Patriots just fundamentals there of a double dribble. Turn it over to the Crusaders. And Kelsey Shield in the backcourt, guarded by Boniface. Four fouls on Central Catholic in this half. Six on the Patriots. So next to the Patriots will send the Crusaders to the line if we get there. Katie Brand passes inside to Sorhan. Tipped away by Wiseman in the steal. Quick hands there by Brittany Wiseman. The freshman gets the steal there. And the Patriots have the basketball. In the offensive zone, it's Emily Boniface with 1:32 to go. Boniface to the free throw line. Gives up her dribble there for someone to pass it to. Does to Georgie Johnson. 15-footer by Georgie off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound by Katie Brand. Brand for the Crusaders. Runs it across the timeline. Tipped out of bounds by Sydney Niemeyer. At that point, Crusaders retain possession of the basketball. Cheyenne Gott, Kaylee Rader in for Adams Central. Sydney Bernasic out. Brittany Wiseman out for the Patriots. 1:20 to go before halftime. 22-8. Crusaders. Brand with the basketball. Inside the lane. Dishes underneath. Shot put up there by Benton. The freshman is good. Emma Benton with the field goal. Her first bucket. The assist by Brand. Patriots give up the dribble in the backcourt. Gotch. His pass is going to be deflected and stolen by Sorhan. Patriots turn it over before they can get across the timeline. Brand all the way will shoot and score. Gets the assist, getting the feed there. And the field goal by Katie Brand. It's 26-8, six this quarter by Katie Brand with 56 seconds to go before halftime, and a quick timeout by Tim Marker of Adams Central. So we'll take a timeout with the score. Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 26, Adams Central 8. We are back in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders on an 11-point run. They led it at 16-8. They scored the last 11. They've got it up to an 18-point lead, 26-8, late in this first half, 56 seconds to play. The Patriots are going to try to get something positive done here before halftime. And then make the adjustments they will need to make for the second half. But the Crusaders have been all over the Patriots. The Patriots have turned the ball over 18 times in this first half. The Crusaders 7. Adam Central will play it in. Georgie Johnson in the backcourt to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch faces pressure after she gets the basketball. Will zone trap with Katie Brand at the top of the zone. Gotch front court pass now to Raider. Katie with it for Adam Central. Gives up her dribble. Double team there. Knocked away from her. They go to the floor. Forehand is tied up there by Raider. It'll be Patriot basketball. So again, another knock away. The quick hands by Central Catholic. The Patriots tie it up there and retain possession of the ball. Boniface tries to inbound the ball. Does. It's going to be deflected away and stolen by Brand. Patriots with another turnover. Brand dishes in the corner to Shields. She loses control. Pick up there by Rainforth. Back out to Brand with 30 seconds to go. Pass inside. Shot put up by Shields is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Kelsey Shields will go to the line to shoot two more. She has shot 6 free throws. Made 4 of those, and she's back to the line. The foul called on Emily Boniface. That's her first, but another two-shot situation for the Crusaders. Free throw up and good. That's 5 for Shields. And it's 27-8. Second one by Kelsey is up. This one is up and no good. The rebound by Niemeyer. She's tied up by Sorhan. It'll be Crusader basketball. So the Patriots can't grab the rebound of the missed foul shot. Tied up on the play, and it'll be Crusader basketball. 27-8. Grand Island Central Catholic going down the ball. Kerrigan Anspaugh to Brand. To Shield, left alone for 3 from the wing. No good. And a rebounding foul this time on Aaron Sorhan of Grand Island Central Catholic. A good screen out there by the Patriots, and the foul called on Sorhan. Non-shooting situation, only the 5th on the Crusaders. 23 seconds to go before halftime. 27-8, Crusaders. The Patriots trying to get into double digits here before halftime in this girls' game. Boniface across the timeline. To Gotch with 13. To Raider. Kaylee Whippett loops the pass back out to Gotch with 10. Tipped away by Brand, but grabbed by Gotch. Double team there, but now out to Boniface. 5 seconds to go. The Patriots are going to have to throw it up. Boniface about 35 feet from the basket. Tipped away near the sideline. Johnson tries to save it for Adams Central. She cannot, but it's off the Crusader. But there's only 0.4 seconds to go. Adams Central will have it at the timeline. They have 0.4 seconds to throw it in here. They bring in the freshman 5'10", Carly Bostock. There may be a pass underneath here, and the Bostock maybe to grab and try to shoot the basketball here. 0.4 near sideline. Boniface will throw it in. Brand on the defense. Boniface does to Raiders. She'll put it up at the buzzer. Going to be well short and no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. And it's been all Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. They end the first half on a 12-point run here at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 8. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at Hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. High school basketball tonight for you here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Halftime of our girls game. And Grand Island Central Catholic has roared out to a 27-8 halftime lead. The Crusaders end that first half on a 12-point run, move their lead up from 15-8. 27-8 here at halftime, a 19-point margin for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. They've been doing it by attacking that basket offensively. They've shot 12 free throws, made 7, and playing a good defense, forcing turnovers by the Patriots. The Patriots with some unforced errors also. Unofficially, we have Adam Central with 19 first-half turnovers, Grand Island Central Catholic with 7. Adam Central has never led in the game. The Crusaders jumped out to a 5-0 lead before the Patriots scored and made it 5-2. It was 12-3 Central Catholic at the end of the first quarter, and the Crusaders outscored the Patriots 12-3 in the first quarter, 15-5 in the second quarter of play, as the Crusaders get 6 from Katie Brand in the second quarter and have the 7 free throws made in that first half of play. Adam Central making only 2 of 4. So 12 free throws shot by the Crusaders, 4 shot by Adam Central. The Crusaders have built that lead up to 19, 27-8 here at halftime of our girls' contest. And the Crusaders on a 12-point run, and that will be a 12-point run starting period number 3. Scoring tonight for Adam Central, again, the Patriots, 2 points apiece for Kaylee Rader on a field goal. Georgie Johnson, a field goal for 2. A field goal for Carly Bostock for 2. And 1 free throw each for Emily Boniface and Brianna Shook. So 2 for Rader, 2 for Johnson, 2 for Bostock, 1 for Boniface, 1 for Shook. The Patriots, 8 first half points down here, 27-8, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. For Grand Island Central Catholic, 6 players have scored for the Crusaders. Team is being led by Erin Sorhan. She has 7. 1 out of 2 from the line, 3 field goals, 7 for Sorhan, 6 for Katie Brand, 3 field goals all in the second quarter. 5 free throws for Kelsey Shields. Shields has been to the free throw line 8 times in that first half, speaking of attacking the basket. She has no field goals, but 5 out of 8 free throws made by Kelsey Shields. 5 points for Shields. 6 points for Joanna Rainforth, 2 field goals in the first quarter, 2 in the one in the second, 6 points for Joanna Rainforth, 2 points on a field goal by freshman Emma Benton, and 1 free throw made by McKenna Kime for the Crusaders. So leading the way with 7 is Sorhan, 6 for Brand, 6 for Rainforth, 5 for Shield, 2 for Benton, and 1 for McKenna Kime. Again, the Crusaders 7 out of 12 from the free throw line, and I have them for 7 first half turnovers and 27 first half points for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they lead Adams Central 27-8 here at halftime. College basketball this afternoon, final scores: the Hastings College Bronco women and men hosted Briar Cliff this afternoon, and the Chargers of Sioux City came to town and won 2 from the Broncos. In the men's game, Briar Cliff 74, Hastings College 58. In the women's game, Briar Cliff 75, Hastings College 63. So 2 wins for Briar Cliff over Hastings College this afternoon in college basketball. Those 2 games were also on 1230 KHAS Radio. So we're in game number 3 of our quadruple header of basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio. Tonight we have the Nebraska men's game with Ohio State. That one tips off at 7 o'clock. But tonight that game can be heard on Platte River Radio's The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM. 94.5, that starts in just a little bit. And hockey tonight on Platte River Radio's classic hit, KKPR 98.9 FM. The Storm hosting Waterloo again tonight, 6:45 pregame. That's underway, the first faceoff at 7:05. Waterloo beating the Storm last night by the score of 4-2. And to start our week, or end our weekend, however you want to look at it, with basketball. Tomorrow, the Nebraska women will be home at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, hosting Minnesota in a Big Ten game. Pregame at 4:45, to tip off at 5. Nebraska and Minnesota women can be heard tomorrow on 1230 KHS and on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Of course, we'll continue to follow the local and area high school teams and the Hastings College Broncos through the end of their seasons, and what we hope is mid-March for all of them. That would mean national tournaments and state tournaments, but we'll follow our teams on a family of stations, our network of stations of Platte River Radio. Coming up Tuesday night on The Breeze, 94.5, is going to be Adams Central and Hastings High girls-boys doubleheader. That'll be on The Breeze beginning about 5:45 Tuesday. And also Tuesday night on 1230 KHS, it'll be a doubleheader in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia will have home games on Tuesday night. Not determined yet who they will play. It won't be determined until Monday night, but there will be two games at St. Cecilia on Tuesday in the second round of the Centennial Conference Tournament, and the Hawkettes and Blue Hawks will be at home in both those games Tuesday on 1230 KHS Radio. Another busy week of basketball coming up for you. Here at halftime with the girls' game, Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 8. We'll be back with the third period play-by-play in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear, all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Central Catholic. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime of the girls' game. Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Adams Central 8. The boys' game to follow right here on 1230. The Adams Central teams, the only Hastings teams playing high school basketball today. St. Cecilia off until Tuesday, as we mentioned, Centennial Conference. Hastings High boys and girls off until Tuesday when they'll be hosting Adams Central. That'll be the next game for the Adams Central teams next Tuesday at Hastings High. Coming out for the Patriots, they'll get the ball to start period number three. They'll shoot at the basket near us here and descended the floor. Central Catholic Crusader Jim, Emily Bonifa starting, Sydney Niemeyer, Cheyenne Gotch, Katie Rader, and Georgie Johnson for the Patriots. Bonifa inbounds the ball into traffic and throws it away right out of the get-go. And the Patriots do not get the basketball in and turn it over for the 20th time. Front court driving is Brand. Her shot up rolls off there, no good. Katie Brand's on the floor. Kelsey Shield, Joanna Rainforth, McKenna Kime, and Aaron Sorhan. The foul on the Patriots as Brand headed for the hoop. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul call on Sydney Niemeyer, that's her second, and Katie Brand will go to the line to shoot two as the Crusaders get to the line for the 13th and 14th time. Brand makes the first, 28-8, the lead up to 20 for the Crusaders. Katie Brand shoots the second, this one's up and good, nothing but net there. She has 8, and the Crusaders lead 29-8. Gotch in the front court pass tip. Cheyenne grabs it, they'll pass underneath to Sydney Niemeyer, lost control of it on the baseline. She gives it up, though, to Georgie Johnson. Johnson's shot up off, no good. Kaylee Rader puts up the shot on the offensive board, misses, but she's fouled on the play, and Kaylee Rader will go to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Second foul on Joanna Rainforth, and Kaylee Rader to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. She has one field goal, 2 points. Offensive board there, and shot by Rader. First free throw up, and off there, no good. Penny will throw up the second. 29-8 in favor of the Crusaders. The lead up to 21. The Patriots just trying to get some offense going here and get into the double digits. Second free throw also too strong, knocked out of bounds by the Patriots' Georgie Johnson. It will be Crusader basketball. 29-8 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. The backcourt inbounded to Kelsey Shield, and Shield will bring the basketball up against the defense of Emily Boniface of Adams Central. Shield still with it. Good defense there by Boniface. Now driving all the way to the hoop. Shooting a five-footer. Going to be off there. No good by Shield. Rebound Niemeyer of Adams Central to Boniface. Boniface for the Patriots across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Central Catholic. Georgie Johnson with it. Lobs a pass inside to Raider. Tipped away from Aaron Brand with the steal. Patriots turn it over there. Katie Brand with another steal. She drives all the way inside the lane. Bounce pass is kicked there by Cheyenne Gotch. It was headed for Joanna Rainforth, but kicked by Gotch. Crusaders to play it in. Left of their basket, underneath that basket. And McKenna Kine, the junior, will throw it in for the Crusaders. 7:04 to go, third quarter. 29-8 Crusaders. Bob DeBrand back to Kine. Lost the ball out of bounds. McKenna can't control it. She turns it over to the Patriots. That's number 8 on the Crusaders. Georgie Johnson will throw it in for Adams Central. Does in the backcourt to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch for Adams Central. Picked up there by McKenna Kine. The pressure defense all evening long by the Crusaders. Boniface now to Niemeyer off her leg and out of bounds. Patriots give it back to the Crusaders. The Central Catholic will control. Kine throws it in to Sorhan. Back to McKenna Kine, the junior. Crosses the timeline into the offensive zone. Patriots also in a man-to-man defense in period number 3. Sorhan in the right corner. Her pass knocked away by Gotch. Gotch tries to save it. She does to Niemeyer. So the steal there, the good defense there by the Patriots. Forcing the turnover. And then Johnson is tied up, and the Patriots give it right back on the alternate possession jump ball to the Crusaders. And McKenna Kine will throw it in. So the team turn it back and forth. Sorhan in the inbounds pass for 3 in the hole for 3. 32-8. Aaron Sorhan now has 10. Three-pointer there. 32-8 Crusaders. Front court Niemeyer for Adams Central. Patriots just outgunned in this one. They just committed too many turnovers, and Crusaders have played very tight, pressing defense. Knocked away again by Brand. Stolen. Up to Sorhan. She drives, shoots, and scores. Aaron Sorhan with another field goal on the after the steal and assist from Brand. That's 12 for Sorhan. 34-8 Crusaders. They're just having a long evening. There's another pass deflected. Gotch has it. Throws it into the front court to Niemeyer. Sidney with it. Heads for the hoop for the Patriots. Knocked away, but a foul call on Aaron Sorhan. Sorhan with the contact there. Commits the foul. Non-shooting foul situation. The Boniface to throw it in for the Patriots. 5:52 to go in the third quarter as freshman Carly Bostock checks in for Adams Central. Georgie Johnson will sit down. And another freshman on the other side of the ball, Emma Benton in for the Crusaders. Joanna Rainforth goes out. Patriots play it in. Boniface on the baseline. Does to Raider for 3 from right there. Up shot and good. Amy Raider for 3, 34-11. She has 5. Patriots front court on defense now. Front court to Crusaders. Walsh with it. Brand with it, Katie Brand. Now to McKenna Kine, top of the key. Right side to Sorhan. Inside defending, the freshman pass back out to Shield. She heads for the hoop, throws it up as she hits the floor. This is the shot, and no whistle on the play. Cheyenne Goss gets the ball all alone underneath his bottom, but the pass is too strong. Emily all alone underneath the basket, but the pass too high and out of bounds. 25 turnovers on the Patriots. It's 5:22 to go in the third quarter. 34-11. And court, it's Shield for the Crusaders. Raider with the defense there. Out of Kine. McKenna with it. Right at the free throw line. Back out to Brand. Heads for the lane. Puts up a 12-footer. Rolls off. No good. Offensive rebound by Benton. Back to Waltz. Brand, an 18-footer. No good. Trying to grab it as Bostock. Knocked away from her and out of bounds. Off the forehand of the Crusaders. It'll be Patriot basketball. Central Catholic in control all the way. Have never trailed. They lead it now 34-11. Biggest lead was 26 earlier this quarter, 34-8. Niemeyer for the Patriots. Can't control it. Has to try to save it. Does to Bostock. Bostock to Raider. To Boniface. Stolen out of there by Brand. Brand will drive all the way. Lay it up and make the shot. And it's 36-11. Another steal by K. Katie Brand and the drive and score. She now has 10, 36-11 Crusaders with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Niemeyer in the front court for Adams Central, tipped away from her, knocked away again. Another steal by the Crusaders, almost a tie up on the floor. Niemeyer goes to the floor to tie up. Grand Island Central Catholic's Kelsey Shield on the basketball stays with the Patriots. Katie Rader goes out of the game. Emily Bonavis goes out. Cheyenne Gotts goes out for Adams Central. Georgie Johnson in now for Sydney Niemeyer. Georgie Johnson in, Brianna Shook in, and freshman Brittany Wiseman on the floor for Adams Central along with Bostock. Bostock, Wiseman, Shook, Johnson, and Sydney Bernasek also checking in. Pass too strong for Wiseman over her head. Steal by Waltz. Drives all the way and scores. Broken record here. It's up to 38-11. The Patriots now with 27 turnovers in the game. Another steal by Brand. She will drive all the way, score again. That's three straight times down the floor. And the Patriots appear to just be helpless here. Seven this quarter, 14 in the game. Seven straight for Brand, 40-11 Crusaders. Patriots get it across the timeline this time. Shook drives all the way, lost control of the ball. Tipped around and grabbed by Sorhan, and she's fouled by Shook. Brianna Shook picks up the foul there. Patriots with 9 turnovers this quarter, 28 in the game. It's 40-11 with 3:46 to go in the third quarter of play. This has been a long evening for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. From the wing for three, in the air, going to be an air ball by Kelsey Shield and grabbed by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman for the Patriots in the backcourt. Now to Shook. Brianna across that timeline with a dribble, loops the pass to Sydney Bernasek inside to Bostock. Shot up and off there, no good. Carney gets her own rebound, shot up off, no good. Baseline Bernasek with the rebound. Sydney runs it down in the corner, back out to Shook. Brianna with it, takes the three, blocked by Walsh and out of bounds. Excuse me, Katie Brand. Katie Brand with the block there. There is no Walsh in this game. Katie Brand with the block. Emma Benton goes out, and Megan Krajicek, the sophomore, comes in for Central Catholic. Brand blocked that one out of bounds, and the Patriots, Bernasek, plays it into Shook. 3:15 to go, third quarter, 40-11, Crusaders. Wiseman with the basketball. Right side to Johnson, to Bostock. Carly turns, double team, puts up a 12-footer, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Carly Bostock will go to the line to shoot a pair for Adams Central. 3:07 to go in this third quarter of play. 13 foul in the first foul. Krajicek. Megan's first. Carly Bostock shooting a pair. The first one up and rolls off there, no good. Bostock has a field goal in the game. 2 points. Second free throw up, going to be an air ball, no good. So Carly misses them both. Threw that one about 14 feet instead of the required 15 to make it. And the Patriots will go back on defense on the air ball and the free throw. And the Crusaders will come the length of the floor with 3:06 to go in the third quarter, 40-11. As Kerrigan and Spa in there for the Crusaders. Across the timeline on the dribble, double team there. Loops the pass back out to McKenna Kine. Kine for the Crusaders, back to Anspa. Anspa inside to Krajicek, turns, shoots off the iron, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and scores. Krajicek with the offensive rebound and score. Verone missed shot. He has her first field goal, 42-11. Wiseman backcourt now to Shook. With 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Pass to Jamie Gilbert, who's checked in, the senior for Adams Central. To Johnson. This seems like it's about 8-on-5, Crusaders against Patriots. They've been all over the basketball. Foul call there on Katie Brand. That's her first. And the Patriots will play it in the far side on Sydney Niemeyer. And a queen in for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman will sit down. Georgie Johnson will sit down. Erin Sorhan, the starter, back in for the Crusaders. And McKenna Kine goes out with 2:27 to go in the third. Bernasek to throw it in for the Patriots. Far sideline does, and it's picked off by Brand to Sorhan. Sorhan drives, puts up a left-handed shot. No good. Rebound shot up and good this time by Kelsey Shield. And it's 44-11. Kelsey Shield now is 7. Rebounded that missed shot after the turnover. Shook with the basketball across the timeline. Bounce pass is going to be wide of Niemeyer and out of bounds. Sydney is headed for the hoop. The basketball went towards the corner and the turnover. Cheyenne Gotts, Katie Rader in for Adams Central. Pronostic and Shook go out. 2:06 to go, 44-11. Crusaders led by 19 at halftime. They've upped it to 33 points in this third quarter. Driving his hands off, stops and pops from 17. Off there, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Crusaders. Sorhan's shot, no good. Gets another offensive rebound. Back out to Brand for three. Her shot is off the iron, no good. Patriots Raider grabs it. Now to Gotch. Cheyenne in the backcourt gives up the dribble. Passes to Katie Raider across the timeline. Raider for the Patriots. Now to Niemeyer. Takes the three from the wing. Off there, no good. Rebound by Kelsey. Shield for the Crusaders. Shield, front court pass now to Sorhan. To Anspaugh. 13-footer by Kerrigan is no good. Sorhan with the rebound underneath. Shot put up and good by Katie Brand. 46-11. Brand has 8 this quarter, 14 in the game. And has about 14 steals. Don't have an official count of that, but she has a lot of steals. Again, plays the point on this 1-3-1 zone on defense. And another steal as the Patriots turn it over once again. And knocked away from Brand by Anna Queen as Queen gets back on defense there. Allie Masock, 5'8 sophomore, comes in for the first time for Central Catholic, replacing Kelsey Shield. Emily Boniface in for Adam Sutter, replacing Cheyenne Goss with 57 seconds to go. Period number three. A very long third quarter for the Patriots. They have a 3-point field goal by Kaylee Rader, and that's it. They have only 11 points in the game. Masock with it. To Brand. To Krychek. Megan with the basketball. To Masock. Cross court to Sorhan. Allie Masock. To Sorhan. Aaron with it with 35 seconds to go. Period number three. Brand to Krychek. Passes wide there of Anspaugh. We're going to the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up there by Anna Queen and knocked out of bounds there by Anspaugh. So the turnover there on Central Catholic, only their 10th. Adam Central with 31 in the game. 23 seconds to go, and Boniface to play it in for the Patriots' far sideline. We'll pass the ball, going to be picked off by Sorhan, tipped away to Brand. Brand and Sorhan, 2-on-2. Sorhan shot a block there by Niemeyer. The block there, and Boniface heads this way, 3-on-1. Underneath the Raider, she will shoot and score. Katie Raider with the field goal, 46-13. Raider has all 5 Patriot points in this quarter. 5 seconds to go. Underneath Krychek, knocked away from her. Picked up, though, there by the Crusaders on the baseline. They try to pick it up. The Patriots knock it out of bounds with 0.2 seconds to go. 0.2 to go, and the Crusaders will try to play it in and get a quick shot off here with 0.2 seconds, 0.2 of a second to go. And down to the Brand, and tipped away from her, and that's the end of the third quarter. Mercifully for Adam Central, after three, it's Grand Island Central Catholic 46, Adam Central 13, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central County. The Crusaders outscored the Patriots 19-5 in the third quarter. Now 46-13 in favor of Central County after three quarters. So the Patriots and the Crusaders can work on some new things in this fourth quarter of play if they need to, or work on some things that the Patriots will try to get the offense going a little bit here, as they're going to suffer this defeat. And the Patriots send out Cheyenne Goss, Sydney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Emily Boniface, and Kaylee Rader. For the Crusaders, Aaron Sorhan, McKenna Keim on the floor, Kelsey Shield, Emma Benton, the freshman out there, and Joanna Rainford. So Katie Brand is resting to start this fourth quarter. She's not out there, the lone senior and the leader of this ball club. 14 points for Brand, but she's on the bench as of right now, starting period number four. Crusader basketball. They have it with Sorhan with the basketball. Inside the Penton will turn and shoot and score. And off the glass, the freshman hits it for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Benton has her second field goal, 48-13 Crusaders. Patriots in the front court, Boniface 2 Raider. With unrelenting pressure on the ball by the Crusaders in this game. Kept out of bounds, it's off a Patriot. Another turnover on Adams Central, and I had them for 33 in the contest. So it has been a long, long evening for Adams Central in this first of two. The boys' game to follow here on 1230 KHS. Central Catholic and Adams Central boys will chip off around 7:45, 8 o'clock this evening. 20 minutes after this one's over. Shooting from inside the lane, no good. There's a rebounding foul on the Crusaders. Emma Benton. The Patriots have the screen out there, a non-shooting situation. 15 foul on the Crusaders. Patriots will play it in, come the length of the floor, down here by a bunch. With 1 minute gone, 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Probably won't have too many timeouts in this fourth quarter. There'll be a whole lot of strategy in this fourth quarter. The Patriots, both teams will just try to work on some things there. There's a shot put up underneath. No good by Niemeyer. Kept out of bounds off a Crusader. It'll be Patriot basketball. And Kitty Brand will check back in for one more stint here, probably, replacing Emma Benton for the Crusaders. Inbounded to Johnson, to Kaylee Rader. Cross court to Emily Boniface. Takes the three in the air. Off there, no good. Rebound by Sorhan of the Crusaders. Aaron Sorhan gives it up to McKenna Kine. Kine across the timeline for Grand Island Central Catholic. Patriots with Cheyenne Gotch on the defense there in the corner to Sorhan. Inside to Brand, shot up, no good, rebound, Sidney Niemeyer, Niemeyer to Boniface. 6:20 to go in our ball game, 48-13, Crusaders. Kaylee Rader from the wing, shot off the iron, no good, the grab there by McKenna Kime, the rebound for the Crusaders. Crusaders want to run to the far end of the court, knocked out of bounds by Georgie Johnson of Adams Central, Crusader basketball. 6:10 to go in the ball game. Patriots have played just about everybody off the bench. They played about 11 in this game. Sarah Allen, the only Patriot not to get in, and I'm sure she will before this one's over. Crusaders have played about 9 or 10, but everybody's going to see some action before this one's over, probably tonight. Kelsey Shield will throw it in, does, to Katie Brand for Central Kelly. Brand going to Kansas State to play some volleyball next year. She's already signed and made that decision. All of our information is correct. That's what she's going to do. That was announced a while back. Three-pointer in the air and in the hole. Kelsey Shield makes it 51-13, and Shield has 10 in the contest. Cheyenne Gotch into the scoring zone for Adams Central. They're down 51-13. Sorhan goes for the steal. Can't quite get it as it goes out of bounds, but Sorhan knocked it away there. Wonder how many actual knockaways and steals the Crusaders have. Do not have that stat in front of me, but they have a bunch of them tonight. The Patriots have just been hawked all evening long by the Crusaders' defense. Adams Central with only 13 points in the game. Rader with it. She's bumped from behind by Katie Brand. Brand picks up the foul. That'll be the 16th foul. But checking into the basketball game, it's going to be Kerrigan Anspaw in for Joanna Rainford for the Crusaders. 51-13. This one decided long ago. There's a pass deflected and stolen by Kelsey Shield. The pass is just not crisp. Shield drives, misses the shot, but she's fouled on the play. The Patriots commit the foul there with 5:31 to go. Foul called on Adams Central. Be a two-shot situation for Kelsey Shield. Foul called on the Patriots' Cheyenne Gotch. Shield shooting two. She has 10 in the game. Kelsey, this is the 9th and 10th free throws for Shield. She missed the first. She made the second. She has 11 in the game. And the Crusaders have upped the lead to 52-13. Up to 39 points in this one. Patriots never led in the contest. And as the passing side is off of Patriot, goes out of bounds off Adams Central. So yet another turnover on the Patriots. 35 in the contest. Downing the ball to Katie Brand. Brand front court now to Kelsey Shield for the Crusaders. 5:14 to go in the ballgame. Pass is out of bounds off to Sidney Niemeyer. The pass was intended for Katie Brand. She was headed for the hoop. She didn't even see the basketball, but Sidney Niemeyer couldn't save it, and it goes off Niemeyer's hands and out of bounds. Kind of the way things have been going for the Patriots. Everything going Crusader way, and they have just dominated this game, pass underneath the Shields. He traveled first, but got away with that and scored the field goal. 54-13, Shield with the field goal. She has 13 in the game. Six this quarter. Cheyenne Gotch tipped away from her. Knocked away. They go to the floor. Patriots try to control. They do with Georgie Johnson underneath the Cheyenne Gotch. She will drive, shoot, and score. And she's fouled on the play. The basket will count. Cheyenne Gotch with the field goal. That's the first basket of the game for Gotch. The leading scorer for the Patriots. Averages eight. First field goal. Foul called there on McKenna Kime, and that is her third. With 4:45 to go, going out of the game, Katie Brand. Coming into the game is Kelsey Flaherty, a 5'6 sophomore. So Flaherty out of there, and Brand may be done with 14 points and about that many steals on the even. Cheyenne Gotch at the line, trying to complete the three-point play, and she does, makes the free throw. And it's 54-16. Central Catholic with the lead. Amspaw now. So Flaherty puts up a shot. No good. So Kelsey off the bench throws one up for the Crusaders. Misses it in the Patriots rebound. Patriots just lose the ball out of bounds. Cheyenne Gotch can't control it. Just simply lost the ball out of bounds. Unforced error there. Emma Benton, the freshman, in for the Crusaders. Anna Queen in for Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Erin Soran goes out. Erin is probably done. She had 14. Katie Brand had 14. They're both out of the game there. The top scorer, Soran at 10, Brand at 11 on the year. Each have 14 tonight. Out of this game with 4:20 to go. Inside defended, she can't control. Turnover Crusaders grabbed by Anna Queen. She lost control of the ball, stolen by McKenna Kine. And she loses the ball out of bounds. So the team's trading multiple turnovers here. And it'll be Patriot basketball. Three turnovers in about 15 seconds there. Jamie Gilbert in for Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. 4:12 to go in our ball game. 54-16. All Central Catholic. Nothing else to say. Too much defense and good scoring and good aggressiveness on offense by the Crusaders. Patriots lose it once again. Knocked away from Kime, and Raider grabs it. Teams again trade turnovers. Patriots have the ball. Brianna Shook knocked away from her and out of bounds. Off of Emma Benton of the Crusaders. Vinny Bernoff again for Adams Central. Checking in is Allie Masop, the sophomore for Central Catholic. Out of the game is Kelsey Shield, and she's probably done with 13 points. So three in double figures for the Crusaders, 13 for Shield as she sits down. Anna Queen inbounds to Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer heads for the hoop, knocked away from her, and off Sydney and out of bounds. Sydney wanted a foul call, but no whistle there. It'll be a missed shot there, and the Patriots can't control the rebound. It goes to Central Catholic with 3:45 to go in the ballgame, 54-16. Handball across the timeline for Central Catholic. Kerrigan with it, loops the pass all alone underneath. Shooting and missing is McKenna Kine. She lost her defense there, and now she's tied up as she goes for the rebound by Anna Queen. It'll be Patriot basketball. So the missed shot there by McKenna Kine, the junior. Wishes she could have that one back. She was all alone, but just plain missed that shot. One of the few things the Crusaders have done wrong in this game. The Crusaders have won this one. Gilbert's shot is off, no good. The senior misses the shot, but Jamie will go to the line to shoot two, and a foul on McKenna Kine. So Patriots' Jamie Gilbert will go to the line to shoot two. The senior for Adams Central, the 5'9" senior, will shoot two here with 3:21 to go in our ball game. Gilbert's free throws up and going to be off there, no good. Patriots have made only three free throws in the game. Coming into the game, Megan Krychek going out, McKenna Kine. McKenna is probably done. She had one free throw in the game. And 1 point. Second free throw going to be an air ball short by Gilbert. Patriots missing another free throw. They've one out of three this quarter. They are 3 out of 11 in the game from the free throw line. It's a long, long evening for Adams Central. Nothing else to say. Too much Crusader and too little Adams Central. And it's turned into a blowout pretty much by halftime. 3:05 to go in the game. Bernostic with it as the Crusaders turn it over to the Patriots. Brittany Wiseman in there, the freshman, with Anna Queen, Jamie Gilbert, Sydney Bernostic, and Brianna Shook. Wiseman with it, takes a 17-footer, going to be short. No good, might have been deflected. Shook saves it, though, but she saves it, too. Grand Island Central Catholic's Kelsey Flaherty. front court ends Fogg's pass too strong from Aesop, and the Crusaders turn it over for the 15th time. 2:47 to go. We play it out here in Grand Island Central County. The boys' game to follow. 11-2 Adams Central, 6-8 Grand Island Central Catholic. That should be a very good high school basketball game. Always is when those two get together. Adams Central with the basketball. Bernosik with it. They work against this man-to-man Crusader defense with 2:25 to go. The Patriots trying to work on some things offensively. Give it to Wiseman, the freshman, on the wing to Bernosik. Takes the three from there. Off the iron, no good. Off the hand of Emma Benton of the Crusaders, out to Brittany Wiseman of Adams Central. Wiseman gives up her dribble, looks, takes a long three, top of the key, off there, no good. The rebound by Mesot of Central Catholic. Callie gives it up in the backcourt to Flaherty. Front court pass going to be picked off by Bernosik. Sydney with the steal there for Adams Central all the way into the lane. She lost control. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Off of Crusaders, stays with the Patriots. Katie Kolka, 5'4" freshman, first appearance out of the game, is Kerrigan Anspaugh. She's probably done. No points for Kerrigan, but a sophomore, a lot of action tonight. 54-16, we've been stuck on that score for a while. With 1:46 to go, Bernasa to Queen, baseline to Gilbert. Left-handed 12-footer is good. Jamie Gilbert, the senior, gets the field goal. Her first, 54-18. Golka, Katie Golka into the scoring zone for the Crusaders. Everybody's played tonight. Golka lost control of the ball. It goes into the Patriot zone. Wiseman gets the turnover, Crusaders. Gilbert drives, turns back out to Bernosik for three from the wing. Off the iron, no good. The rebound by Golka, lost it out of bounds. It's off of Patriot, and it'll be off the Crusader, excuse me. It'll be Patriot basketball. Bernosik to throw it in with 1:19 to go. Sydney with it, looks and looks and out long to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman to Anna Queen. Queen with it between the rings. Left wing to Bernosik. Eyes and three, takes another one. This one's going to be off there. No good. Rebound by Gilbert. Up and good. And she's fouled on the play. So the senior, Jamie Gilbert, has scored four now. She'll go back to the free throw line. Good for the senior as she has scored four here in this fourth quarter. Fabiola Seiler into the game, the 5'9 sophomore for Central Catholic. Jamie Gilbert eyes the free throw and makes it, completes the three-point play. She has five this quarter, and it's 54-21. The senior Gilbert gets five this quarter. 1 minute to go in the ball game, and the Crusaders have the ball. Kelsey Flaherty, front court pass to Golka, takes the shot. Off there, no good. Crusaders can't control the rebound. Seiler can't control it for the Crusaders. It'll be basketball too. Adams Central. Queen in the front court to Bernosik. 45 seconds to go in our ball game. And a Queen from the wing for a two. No good. Rebounded by Flaherty. Flaherty in the backcourt for Central Kevick. Tipped away from her by Brittany Wiseman and out of bounds. Crusaders will retain possession of the basketball. Adams Central on the defense here. Golka for the Crusaders to Flaherty to play the final 30 seconds, 54-21. Grand Island Central Catholic dominating all the way. Brianna Shook, who's back in, knocked the pass out of bounds. And the Patriots will fall back on defense here. Another throw in by the Crusaders. Crusaders will win their seventh game of the year. They'll be 7-10. The Patriots will drop to 3-12, and Adams Central has a date with Hastings High's girls at 6 o'clock next Tuesday in their next game at the Hastings High gym. The Patriots knock it out of bounds once again with 14 seconds to go. Central Catholic's next game will be in the Centennial Conference Tournament next week. Pass inside now with the basketball's cry check for Central Catholic. Back out to Flaherty. To Golka. With 5 seconds to go, the Crusaders are not going to shoot it. They're going to hold on to the basketball, dribble it out for the final 2 seconds, and that's going to be it. The final score. Grand Island Central Catholic leading from start to finish. Dominate the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. Offensively and defensively, get three in double figures, do the Crusaders. the Patriots with 38 turnovers unofficially in the basketball game. A great defense by Central Catholic. They hold the Patriots to 21. The final score, Grand Island Central Catholic 54, Adams Central 21. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. Our first of two tonight. Girls high school basketball. The Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders defeat the Adams Central Lady Patriots by the score of 54-21. A combination of great defense and forcing errors by the Central Catholic defense and a great offensive effort also by the Crusaders as they turned the turnovers into points. Three players in double figures for Grand Island Central Catholic. They led it all the way and won it by 33, 54, 21. One of those nights for the Patriots that really struggled sometimes to get the ball across the timeline into the offensive zone. And the defense this year headed by Katie Brand, the 6'1" frame with the long length there, playing at the point of the defense and guarding the person with the basketball out there, forcing turnovers, leading the way there. Seeing that Crusader defense tonight. So the Patriots fell behind early, 5-0, something they didn't want to do, fell behind early, and they were just taken out of this one early on by the Crusaders. 12-3, Grand Island Central Catholic after one quarter of play. Moved up to 27-8 at halftime in this basketball game as the Crusaders had a 12-point run to end the second quarter, had the lead of 27-8 in the contest. The Crusaders continued that run up to 34-11. So the Crusaders at the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third had a 19-point run. They led by the score of 15-8 and then had scored the next 19, led 34-8 in the third quarter, 46-13 after three. You get the picture. Final score, 54-21. As Adams Central taken out of this game early in the big 19-point run at the end of the second, beginning of the third, put it away completely for the Crusaders in the contest. I have Adams Central unofficially with 38 turnovers in the contest, many of those forced, a lot of them also unforced. There's 38 and 17 on the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders unofficially in the contest. In this basketball game, the scoring for Adams Central, nobody in double figures, seven players scored. Kaylee Rader led the way with 7 points. The senior, Jamie Gilbert, played a little bit in the first half and played quite a bit in the fourth quarter, and Jamie has 5 points in that fourth quarter, so the senior has five for Adams Central in the game. 3 points for Cheyenne Gotch, two for Georgie Johnson, two for Carly Bostock, and a free throw apiece for Emily Boniface and Brianna Shook for Adams Central. So seven for Kaylee Rader leading the way, five for the senior Jamie Gilbert for Adams Central. The Patriots not getting at double figures for any quarter in scoring tonight. Has three in the first quarter, five in the second, five in the third, eight in the fourth, eight first half points, 13 in the second, 21 for the game for Adams Central. They are 4 out of 12 from the free throw line. For Grand Island Central Catholic, 14 points for Aaron Sorhan, 14 points for Katie Brand, the two leading scorers. Do it again tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. Each have 14. Kelsey Shield, who averages, six a contest, had 13 tonight, including 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws for Shield tonight. She was at that free throw line for most of the first quarter. And first half, she had 8 tosses in the first half. She ended up making from the free throw line 6 free throws and ended up with 13 points. 6 points for starter Joanna Rainforth, 4 off the bench for the freshman Emma Benton, 2 points for Megan Krychek, and 1 point for the starter McKenna Kine for Grand Island Central Catholic in the contest. They have 27 first half points, 27 second half points, 54 for the game. They are 10 out of 16 from the free throw line, unofficially with 17 turnovers in the contest. So the final score was Grand Island Central Catholic 54 and Adams Central 21 in this contest tonight, as the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders win it here tonight over Adams Central. The Patriots fall now to 3-12 on the season. That's their fourth loss in a row. The Patriots' next action will be this coming Tuesday night. They'll be on the road, but it's a short trip, kind of across town to Hastings High School, where the Patriots will take on Hastings High in a girls-boys doubleheader next Tuesday. That's the next action for the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Then next Thursday, the Patriots will go to Lexington, take on the 7-6 Minute Maids of Lexington. So two tough ones on the road next week for Adams Central. They try to break out now this 4-game losing streak after the defeat here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic, the Lady Crusaders win their 7th game of the year. They are 7-10, and they'll be in action at the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. That will be coming up this coming week. Of course, that's the tournament that St. Cecilia is involved in, and their games with St. Cecilia will be at home on Tuesday night, as they will be have home games. That will be a doubleheader we'll have right here on 1230 KHAS radio. The girls of Grand Island Central Catholic will begin play in the Centennial Conference Tournament this coming Monday night. They will be at home right here on this floor against Boys Town in the Centennial Conference first-round game. The Lady Crusaders are the 6th seed on the girls' side. Boys Town is the 11th seed, so Grand Island Central Catholic and Boys Town will be the first-round matchup for Grand Island Central Catholic's girls in the conference tournament that begins on Monday for Grand Island Central Catholic in the contest. So the next action will be Monday for the Lady Crusaders. For the Lady Patriots, their next action will be on Tuesday night, as they'll be at Hastings High School. So the Crusaders now 7-10, the Patriots now 3-12 on the season. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more in-between game information. As the boys' team's out on the floor, they'll get ready for the boys' contest. We hope to hear from Tim Marker, girls' basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots, after this break. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll be back with more in-between information for you here on 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your Superheroes of Service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Central Catholic. Excuse me, folks. And out in Central Catholic, Blaine Bulis with you. We're between games here of our doubleheader this evening. Our fourth game of the day here on 1230 KHS Radio, coming your way in just a few minutes. The Adams Central Boys and Grand Island Central Catholics Crusaders. Some scores early on. The Central Catholic girls, by the way, winning the girls game 54-21 here. Some of the scores for you today in college basketball, as we hope you heard right here on 1230 KHS Radio, Hastings College. Men and women have a rough afternoon with Briar Cliff. The rated Briar Cliff teams come to town and defeat Hastings College. In the men's game, Briar Cliff 74, Hastings College 58. On the women's side of things, the Lady Chargers 75 and Hastings College 63. So a double dose of defeat for Hastings College to Briar Cliff today. The Broncos and Lady Broncos off this coming Wednesday. This is their Wednesday of the season off. They won't play until next Saturday, when they have the long trip to Orange City, Iowa, to take on the Northwestern Red Raiders and Lady Raiders. That'll be next Saturday. Other college basketball final for you from the Missouri Valley, the Creighton Blue Jays. The rated Creighton Blue Jays win over Indiana State this afternoon and win pretty handily. The Blue Jays of Creighton 75, Indiana State 49. So Creighton wins another one, another conference win, as these teams play their conference schedules out and get ready for what they hope will be postseason tournament appearances. Creighton 75, Indiana State 49. Nebraska is hosting Ohio State. Ohio State in the top 10, the rated, and a very good Ohio State team. The Huskers hosting the Buckeyes tonight in Big Ten play in the first half at last report. Ohio State leading Nebraska by the score of 16-8. So we'll have updates for you hopefully as we move along here and on the Ohio State-Nebraska game. The Nebraska women will be hosting Minnesota tomorrow afternoon in a Big Ten game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Pre-game show tomorrow afternoon is 4:45, the tip-off at 5 o'clock, and you can hear the Huskers, Lady Huskers, and Minnesota on 1230 KHS right here and on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. So two stations of Platte River Radio with Husker women's basketball tomorrow afternoon. And right now on our family of stations, the Platte River Radio on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Hockey action, the Tri-City Storm hosting the Waterloo Blackhawks. The Storm try to break out of a losing streak, get back in the win column. Waterloo beats the Storm last night 4-2. They are underway in Kearney, and that game can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. As we mentioned, we'll continue to follow our local high school and area boys and girls basketball teams all the way through state tournament and the Hastings College Broncos. We hope through national tournament appearances we'll follow these teams all the way through. Another busy week coming up next week, and that week's going to start on Tuesday night for the high school teams, as we'll have the Adams Central and Hastings High girls boys basketball doubleheader. That city matchup over at Hastings High this year. The girls varsity game scheduled for 6 o'clock, the boys game scheduled for 7:45. Both games will be on The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5. The Breeze, Tuesday night, Adams Central and Hastings High, girls and boys. On 1230 KHS Radio Tuesday night, we'll have a doubleheader from the Centennial Conference Tournament. The St. Cecilia girls and boys will both be at home on Tuesday night So that we'll have that doubleheader. They'll play back-to-back at 6 and 7:30 on Tuesday night. Their opponents to be determined on Monday night's first-round play. St. Cecilia girls are the number one seed in the Centennial Conference Tournament and defending champions. They'll be at home Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. They'll play the winner of Monday night's Lincoln Lutheran and Lincoln Christian game. Again, that'll be Tuesday night at 6 on KHS. And then to follow will be the St. Cecilia boys game on Tuesday night about 7:30 or so. The Blue Hawks are the number two seed on the boys' side. Boys Town is the number one seed, by the way. St. Cecilia will play the second game Tuesday night at Chapman Gym. They'll play the winner of Grand Island Central Catholic and Council Bluffs St. Albert. That game will be Monday at Council Bluffs St. Albert. So it could be the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic after playing Adams Central tonight. The next game will be against St. Albert. They could be at St. Cecilia on Tuesday. That will be the next game for the Crusaders after tonight's game. They'll be going to Council Bluffs, cross into Iowa and take on Council Bluffs St. Albert in the first round of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Crusaders, the 10th seed in that tournament, St. Albert number 7. That'll be Monday night. The winner there comes to St. Cecilia on Tuesday. We'll have both St. Cecilia games right here on 1230 KHS. On Tuesday night, we'll follow the St. Cecilia basketball teams in the Centennial Conference Tournament all next week as our high school basketball coverage continues on our network of stations of Platte River Radio. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll get to kind of start getting the scene settled for you for the boys' contest coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But we're going to take a break, and when we return, we will get started on the boys' contest. And again, hope that Kim Mark of Adams Central makes his way up here. We'll still have a chance to talk to him between games. But if not, we're going to get started on the boys' contest, and we're going to do all of that after we take this 2 minutes timeout.